Blog Talk Radio.
What has a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget it, I won't stop.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in the Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. No man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go.
Click, click, click,
oh God.
Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Yeah, I'm talking yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my checks say. Lost my homie for a decade. Rick was down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team. And all our eyes twinning only means okay. One thing. You ain't f***ing with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around,
don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
This is Bish from Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Yay, 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 yay. What's up? What's up, Grudge fans? It's your boy, Biff. Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. Sunday night talk show, Sunday night blast. We're bringing this old Grudge Racing season to an end. My prayers and concerns is with my boys up north going through that little tornado. But I know everything is all right. So I know you guys are ready to talk some drag racing. We got a couple of shows to end out this year. Both of them basically is in the state of Florida. We got November 30th. We got Bigelow and them down in Clearwater on November 30th. And then we got Baldy down in Orlando. So let's talk about those two shows. Then, you know, we had Wick show today. I don't know if it got rained out or not, but I know in the Midwest they are having some difficulties with the weather. So hold on, they got the Bears. The Bears, he made it. So it's for you guys that's not watching, it's 2020 with the Bears in Baltimore. They're going to overtime. Now, for some odd reason, I got Verizon Wireless, and I've been dropping calls lately. I don't know what the heck is going on, but if y'all hear a long silence from me, I'll be calling back in. My phone just keep dropping. Okay, I just got a text. Wish Racers rained out, so So we're going to see if he got a makeup date so we can get the fans down there to support the brother and what they do down in Holly Springs. But this is the topic for today, man. We're going to get this back to topics, man. What does the grudge game – oh, damn. You ask and you shall receive. That's what the Bible says. Makeup date is next Sunday. Make sure you say Sunday, not Saturday. Hold on, fellas. Yep, makeup date for Holly Springs is next Sunday, which is November 24th. So you still got time to get there. Make your plans for next Sunday, November 24th, and go ahead and support the brother down there and what they do down there in Holly Springs, Mississippi. That's the 901 Bad Boys presents another grudge fest down there. All right. The topic today, what does the grudge game need to stay successful? We one good thing that we overcame this year, this summer, was a lot of the feuding between different camps, different tracks and different owners and supporters of different groups. We overcame that, and if you look at it, by the end of the year, we start supporting each other. And once you start supporting each other, you know, you get better action, you get better shows, you get better talk shows, you get better everything all the way around, you know. And going into the next year, 2014, you know, we want to continue to ride that wave of successfulness, if that's a word. And we want to know, what does the grudge game need to continue on the path of being successful? You know, because a lot of the class racing is starting to bring a portion of grudge racing into class racing, because class racing has got boring. They still have superstars of class racing, but it seems like there's a wave, there's a anticipation when they bring that grudge element into the class race. And so, you know, we got a head of steam, and we want to know, what do we need to continue? Do we need more promoters? Do we need less promoters? Do we need more, you know, talking with the fans? Do we need sponsors? You know, those are just some answers that can be given. But, you know, we grown men, we can give our own answer. So, hold on. Got my daughter in here, and she's trying to cook and things like that, but she ain't but three, so I gotta watch after her. So just want you guys to share with your brother Biz and see what we need to continue the successfulness of grudge racing. One thing I know, this is what I'm gonna say, now I'm gonna open up the line. Now that we have came together and we respecting everybody's hustle, we are respecting everybody's grudge. What's wrong, baby? Okay, take them off. Now that we're respecting everybody, one thing I would like to see, what I would love to see, is we have a major, and, you know, we brought the World Grudge Nationals to the scene this year, and, you know, contrary to what a lot of people may think about it or say about it, that was a great thing that was done. It was a huge success that was done, and we need to continue next year. Of course, even every promoter, things need to be tweaked. So some things going to be tweaked on it. You know, everything doesn't go A-OK the first time around. But with that being said, I would love to see by the end of this year, sometime in late December, a huge, a major conference call where the major promoters and race throwers get on the phone and we can iron out a grudge racing schedule. Just like the sprint series, just like basketball schedule, just like football, and just like, you know, just like football. My favorite team and your favorite team may play on the same day, you know, but, you know, that doesn't mean that both races can't be successful. But I would love to see us on a conference call and that we can iron out a good schedule, you know, and, you know, each individual have a set amount of dates that they can put out there, and that is almost like a Sabbath day that is holy. We just don't mess with that day. But everybody has to be respectful. You know, all promoters can have 7 dates, you know, and if you do have 7 dates, that's on you. But don't expect everybody to just not throw a race on your 7 dates. Now, you got 3 we don't touch, that's fine. But, you know, it's a lot of tracks, and all tracks got to eat. All promoters got to eat. So, but that's what I would like to see after Baldy's race and before Fat Tuesday, that the major promoters, me not included, because I'm not a major promoter. I throw 1 or 2 races a year, so I'm not going to be on the conference call. But I think the major promoters and people's the heads of these alliances should sit down and let's come together and see what we can do to better grudge racing. So I'm going to open up these lines. Let me see if anybody got their hand up. Bear with me. I'm working with my phone today. My computer is not acting right. All right. I got one hand up. Smitty, what's going on?
What's up, homeboy? It's Smitty from 7-on-Kill Racing out of Chicago.
Yeah, what's going on, Smitty? Yeah, 7-on-Kill, baby. You know how we get out.
Yeah, baby, but it's all about the fans, dude. You can't do nothing without the fans and the sponsors.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And I would love to see to bring that World Grand Nationals up north, dude, because, you know, we do a lot of traveling up north.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna let you on a little secret. They plan on bringing the World Grudge Nationals to the Midwest 2015, but on 2014, which is next year, they're planning on taking it to Texas. That's the talk right now. They want to take it to Texas next year, which I think is a great idea. You know. Texas have been traveling a lot, and I think something like that should be brought to the state of Texas.
I have no problem with that, but you know, we travel a lot.
Hold on, Smitty. Go ahead, keep it up. Go ahead, keep it going, Smitty. Hold on.
Yeah, I feel we keep it going in Chicago. We travel a lot too, so I hope, you know, one day you can come to Chicago. Just a few spots. Good
world. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody out there with me?
Hey, sorry about that. I had to answer that other line. But Smitty, so what you think that you think we can do? That you think we can do to better grudge racing as we move forward. Hey, Nisha.
I feel like everybody can get together, Biz, you know, quit all that bickering, put your personal feelings aside, you know, and try to come together as one. Do it for the fans. You know, the fans going to come out and see good grudge racing, you know. And the people that travel, like, you know, a lot of us have traveled, and people who trade the highways and stuff, they want to see fans want to come out and see a good show, you know.
Yeah.
Talking about the fans, we need sponsors, Biz. You know, we need sponsors. It costs a lot to run down the highway. A lot.
That you said a mouthful, man. If
if Grudge Racing gets some major sponsors,
I think the game will change.
Now I'm gonna say this. Grudge Racing needs some sponsors, but I'm gonna tell you this. If Grudge Racing gets some sponsors,
it's gonna change a whole lot of people's attitude and how they, and it's gonna change the love of the game. I hate to say that. I hate to say that because I believe
some of these guys like Witt, Tony Bynes, you know, people like that, that got multiple cars and go to multiple states, hell, they need sponsors. But with that being said, I just think that some people, but I'm talking about, you know, ones that packs the these stands and taking 3-4 different cars to the track at one time.
Let me ask you one question, did you gotta look out for the little people that's coming up like Tony Bynes, you know what I'm saying? You gotta look out for them, the little people that, you know, that have, may not have one car, you know, they turn one car, but they go all over, you know. And they steady bringing people too. They try to make a name for themselves too. Yeah, keep them in mind. I'm hoping Grudge Race will make it like an even playing field for everybody. You understand what I'm saying, Biz?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Biz,
man.
Biz.
Wow.
Guess y'all Biz left a drop. Anybody out there can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Family. Grudge World. Anybody out there?
Some party family houses.
Grudge World.
Yeah. My bad, baby. My phone clicked off. For some reason, my phone keep dropping calls. I gotta take it to the take it back. He spent all his money on these Note 2s and iPhones, and you go buy one of these track phones for $20 at Walmart. They don't never drop calls. So go figure. But I need some fan participation now. Smitty stepped up, set on kill, stepped up and
not only, you know, for everybody.
Tell me what happened with Big Perm and Bump.
Man, we had a grudge race the other day over here. Bump went out there on a little street race, and then
back in the morning.
Bump barely beat in the first race. So Perm felt he had a little mishap. He had to run Bump again, and Bump laid him down. So he got two wins on the Bump in one day. Two little runs racing.
Okay. Well, Bump is a
beast. Bump is a champion. Street car colors.
Yep.
So Bump is very victorious with that little car. He's running good, Biz.
Yeah, I see. Every time I call home,
I hear Bump whooping up on somebody. And I talked to Shorty last night. Shorty said he 9-1 since he bought the Mustang.
Yeah.
Shorty's been making good too, Biz. And all that. Yeah, he put Keith Rudy Real on the phone. He was taking care of business with this new Mustang too now.
Who?
I have not saw it. Skin.
How about her?
Maybe you can get him on the phone. He can tell us about it, too. I have not seen him yet, but I've been hearing about it. He's been winning like a dog. Game and race.
I talked to him last night. And before I get back to topic, I do want to say, and I don't think they were right. I think they were foul. I think there was an error, but I got a call. I got a call last week. I was at work, and I got a call from two guys in Detroit. I'm not going to name no names because they asked me not to. And they had two nominations for Fake Race of the Year. And one of them was DEFCON 1, which is Avery with the gold cutlass. They said he ain't raced since Hattiesburg, which is the beginning of the year. They wanted to name him Fake Race of the Year, and they also wanted to name Lil Tony Fake Race of the Year. But Lil Tony been having problems, and you know, once you when you having problems, what can you do? You know, you try to sort your problems out. But you know, as being the objective reporter as I am, I do have to say it. You know, they did call me and say they wanted to name them two as a Fake Race of the Year. That's Avery DEFCON 1 and Lil Tony. So if they want to come on, huh? Go ahead.
I agree. You know, Lil Tony, I can't say call him a fake race of the year. He had problems, but he's used to paying punk outs, you know. His parents still don't kill punk outs all his life.
Yeah, well, the Bears won. All you fans, all you Chicago fans, the Bears won in overtime, 23-20. I do want to let y'all know that Robbie Gould kicked the field goal. So I do want to let you know that the Bears did win. So,
no Bears.
And this is one thing that, huh?
Lil Tony, I got to give it to him. He got a good car. He's having problems. He has in and out, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you. They got good cars. They have a little problems. You know, they're going to be good for the grudge race team. Want to get their cars together, you know. Having some problems.
Yeah. I do want you Midwest guys to know that we are diligently working on an award show, a banquet, a grudging banquet, February 8th in Chicago, where, you know, the southern suburbs, where the grudge racers in the Chicagoland, Indiana area, Michigan, can come on down and not have to travel all the way down south, because we have our own community of grudge racers in the Midwest, and it's time for us guys in the Midwest to be recognized for what we do, and that is grudge race. I do want to let you guys know that we are planning that. Yeah, you can go upstairs. That's what we're doing. We're in talks now. There will be, I'm going to let you know now, it will be a fee, because we're feeding you. We are feeding you. This is not something that we're doing to make money. All we're doing is charging for what it costs. We're going to pay for Grudge Inc. is going to pay for the facility, the entertainment. But there is if you ever been to a banquet hall, you know they charge you by the plate. So it's going to be a nominal fee. Hopefully we can get it prepaid so we'll know how many people is attending, just like the banquet last year. So we are in talks with a couple banquet halls up there. So.
That'd be beautiful, Biz. And, you know, a lot of people up here don't have no problem supporting, you know, something that we like doing, you know, and you can't get everybody out. And the fans will come out, you know, picking up some good, you know, good fan participation. And the awards, see people they know. Hometown boys, you know, boys and girls, you know.
Yep. And this is an event that we want to make it a family event, you know, to bring your girl out, your kids out, and
Hold on, Biz. We can't hear you.
Hold on.
This will be a family event.
So we want you to bring your wife out, your girl out, your mom and dad out, kids out, so they can see what you do on the weekend and get your allocates. You know, everybody's not going to win an award, but it's a lot that will. So this is going to be a fun event. There will be entertainment. There will be food.
That'll be all right, Biz.
Mm-hmm.
Up north here, you know, we look forward to that. You know.
Oh yeah.
At the holiday, tough on everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So, it's gonna be after the holidays.
Hey, Biz, is that, you said that's before Fat Tuesday?
Yeah, before Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday.
Okay.
It's actually late this year. Next year.
Oh, yeah,
Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday's in March.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in March. So, I believe it's the first weekend of March. So, hopefully they have good weather down there for that. Yeah. But, I got somebody got their hand up, so maybe hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
Actually, they took their hand back down.
Tell us the name of the talk to us, Benny.
I don't know what's going on, Smitty.
Tell Danny out
there. Yeah, Big Danny out there. I need Big Danny to come on and let me know what we need, what we can get on the topic and what we can do better for the Grubs game.
Yeah, I know, you know, Danny hit that highway a lot, too. You know, we all do, but he hit it, Danny. I mean, he hit it, Biz. It gets something back to him, you know what I'm saying? Like he said, it's all about the fans, and if you can get some good sponsors, Biz, that'll really help us out. Put these miles on these cars and fill them up in fuel and IV and take a whole lot, Biz. And that's a whole lot on one person, you know, or family.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Danny done did his part, man. Danny done helped me out with my show, and Danny done helped try to get people to travel with, you know, with money out of his own pocket. So he definitely is needed.
Hey, you need
in
fight,
the grub. Hold on. Oh. Hey, I got a text. They said we need more white guys in the grub game. And you know what? That's really not that really ain't funny. I kind of agree. I do think that blacks or African Americans or whatever you want to call them, the minority, I believe that we do dominate the grudge, the known grudge. I mean, you do have, you know, grudge in the backwoods of Kentucky and Tennessee, but what's put out there in mainstream or YouTube or what's seen is pretty much dominated by blacks. And someone just texted said they need more white guys in grudge game. And you know what? That's good because y'all got money. So, yeah, come on. I'm not saying we don't because we do because we can't do what we do if we didn't. But, get them all. Come on. So we can all benefit for what we love to do because I'm telling you, it takes love of the game to do what we do, to travel as much as we travel, to go without. And I'm telling you, it's grudge races that go without just to grudge race. It's people that won't travel or take their kids on vacations because they want to go on a trip to go see Tony Bynes or the 901. So it's things like that, the love of the game. I know some guys that eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for 6 months because they want to put their motor in the shop and get it freshened up. So, you know, they may want to upgrade their vehicle, their everyday to day vehicle, and they won't because they want to go to the chassis shop and get some chassis work done. So it's people that love this game that go without and do without. Because they love what they do, man. And this thing is it's a brotherhood, it's a family. And, man,
but
let me see if somebody got their hand. Go ahead, Smitty.
Hey, Big, I don't see no color when I go to the track. I figure, you know, we all family. Black,
I see
white,
color. I see color. I see green. When I go to the track, that's the only color. That's the only color I see is green.
Yeah.
You know,
somebody needs to help each other. I don't care what color it is. We don't. I don't. You know, we all trying to do a little bit, trying to see a good race. If you need something, I can help you with.
Yeah. When I go, I see green, and that's it, baby.
I look at this, the things that we've done. At 4-1, we wait to the last minute. We want to see a last good girls race for everybody to go on. No matter what coupe, what color you is. We're not worried about what color you is or nothing like that. Brotherhood, you know, we're fellowshipping. Like, fellowshipping. Fellowshipping.
Yeah.
You know, we all love good.
Yeah, Terry just texted me and said, I love green, and I like giving it away. It has been that way this year. It has been that way this year. But damn it, last year, I was a bad freaking man. I was a bad man last year. But that lets you know how quick this grudge thing turn around, how quick you could be on top 1 year, and the next year. Like early this year, take an example. Johnny Quick was whooping every damn body early this year. Then as the year went on, we didn't hear nothing about Johnny Quick. You know, last year
it
was me and Jimbo. Yeah, that's where it goes. It was me and Jimbo. Hell, Jimbo sold his car and built another one. Hell, shoot. You ain't heard about Jimbo, but you will hear about Jimbo soon. The chassis is done. So.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear about me again, damn it. You're going to hear about me again in this grudge thing. You know, it's something that we love to do.
Yeah.
It's something that we love to do. You just got to find that groove. Right. And once you find that groove, you got to ride it. So, you got to ride that way.
Ride to the wind.
Huh?
Yeah, man, that wind to the wind fall off to the good Lord take
oh, yeah.
you on.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Get your fast drag race in second. Pray to the Lord.
All right. I was wondering when you was going to get on, Big Daddy.
Miz, what's going on, man?
I was wondering when you was going to get on.
Oh, man, I'm in the South Sound. What's going on, fellas? I was sitting there. I was just on mute, just listening to y'all talk, Biz. My phone got the ring, and I had to click back and forth.
I know that's right. So as for the topic tonight, what you think that we can do to better the Grudge Game?
Well, we could do to better the Grudge Game, Biz. Smitty said, we can get some sponsors to help us out, man. You know, help some of these Grudge races out. You know what I'm saying? Travel from... You know what I'm saying, state to state, or, you know, say if they break a motor, you know what I'm saying, some of these big spots, give them some motors, give them some tires, some transmission, some oil, some spark plugs, you know, nitrous, you know, some of you boost guys, you know, turbo, superchargers, you know, help out with some of these expenses, man, because, you know, these world races do bring a lot of access to a lot of these different tracks, and they do run their products, you know what I'm saying? You know, they run their products real heavy, so, you know, please give... You know what I'm saying? Give back to these grudge races that do, you know, have their stickers on their cars. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them brothers have them Pro Tour Converter, Mickey Thompson, Hoosier, Goodyear, you know, all these different high-end transmission guys and motor guys and stuff and nitrous guys. You know, give back to them. You know, help them out.
I think
that's going to make the game greater than what it is, Bill.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
All the politics is out the window now. Man, we all coming together, and you see how it's coming together? Man, we having a ball, Bill. Having our ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people learned a whole lot, Bill, that didn't know about Grudge Race because of the talk show and everything else, too. They have questions they can ask. Somebody, I don't know. I ask a question.
Danny, you, or not, you can tell somebody too, ask one of the big promoters, you know, that you might not talk to on the phone, ask a question.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all said some good stuff, man. Y'all said some good, and that's what we need, man. You know, hopefully some of these sponsors listen to these shows, and maybe they can take heed to it, you know, because, man, one of these superchargers go out, that's $4,500. You know, there ain't no drop in the bucket. Or if it go out, you got to send it in. Hell, I had to send mine in. It was $1,450 to get fixed, you know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of damn money, you know. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I'm saying, you running their products and stuff, telling people what you got, you know, they getting free advertising. And they making millions of dollars a year off all that stuff, millions of dollars a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ty, I think how many said Ty's you wouldn't go get, bro? Other Ty's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ty's, we all going to get Ty's, you know, the basic stuff, you know, do you need? They see the car. They ain't know you got one put together for free.
I was just about to bring that situation up with them tires. That's 200. That's 300 and some dollars every 10 to 12 passes. You know.
That's and if you run fast, that means you tell people change tires every 3 passes, 3 to 5
yeah.
passes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they put
yeah.
new set of tires on. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they got it. You know. You know, you go to a race, you want some new tires on there. You don't want no more slippery tires when the tires get bald.
Yeah.
Try to put you some new meat on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's a lot of money, you know. They need to get
it. Oh,
it's
money, race.
Oh, yeah, not a poor man's game. Like you said, we do, people that do bet too, you know, we do bet, you know. You bet your tools and fuels, you know, you try. Like you said, the sponsor them, you know. They see what you got, pro charger, nitrous, you know, NOS, Mickey Thompson, all that. All the cars got to have it. Tuning, the engine man, all the tuner, all that. What you think about that, buddy?
Man, that's a good thing, you know. A lot of them big sponsors, they listen to these shows, man. They know what's going on. They listen to these shows. They hear about it. They got friends that grudge race. So, you know, they tell them, man, you know, this grudge game going real big. They know about it.
Yeah, but they need to stick their heads and help out, you know.
Well.
And then, I was thinking about what you said. And we need to come together for the fans. You know what I'm saying? Do something for the fans so everybody can be appreciated and happy and see a good race.
Without the fans, ain't no show. Cause you don't think you know, look at all the big promoters for NHRA and NASCAR. Man, they give back to them fans. They get, you know, look at all the big sponsorships on all them cars.
Yeah.
It ain't too many independent guys that's over there running all them type of cars.
Hey, I got a hand up. 773-4309. Your mic is open. 773-4309. Your mic is open.
What's up, fellas?
Yo.
What's up, Big Will?
What's up, Big Will?
What's going down, man?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. Just trying to kick it off on Sunday night.
Yeah. Hey, what you heard about Wick's race? You heard him?
Oh, it rained out, and it will go on next Sunday, the 24th. No go.
Oh, okay, I was just wondering.
Yeah.
I was just listening and wanted to speak to you. I hadn't heard from you in a minute.
Yeah, man, I ain't heard from you in a minute, man.
Man, it's hard to keep up with these shows now. I talked to Sleepy today. He put me up on and told me where to call, so I got you now.
Okay, well, that's cool, man. I appreciate you calling in, though. Really, I do, because we're trying to get it back. Get the Thursday crowd over here on Sundays, you know, to 5 to 6, 6:30, somewhere around there, so we can make way for a little Tony show that's coming on at 7, you know. So that's what we're trying to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the plan.
All right, man. I'm on mute. I'm just listening in, partners. Everybody, what's up?
All right. Well, one thing that's a vision of mine for Grudge Inc. next year, man, is hit some of these, take some of these big name racers to some small tracks. You know, I think getting to the grassroots of Grudge Racing, man, and that's one of my plans next year. And my vision is to do it on some Sundays, you know, where it keeps the overhead down of people traveling, you know, because, you know, once we ask these big racers to come in, you know, we got to give them some gas money and things like that, to get there. So that's my vision next year, man, to hit some of these smaller tracks. That's not going to charge a whole hell of a whole lot of money, you know, to rent it out, and but the fans are still the same. You know, they don't get a chance to, you know, travel to the Valdostas and the Orlandos and the Milans and things like that into the Carolinas. We hit these little small tracks, man. I think that'd be a good thing for, you know, because we do this for the fans, man. So that's the thing that I want to try to put a grudging traveling team together, you know, and hit some of these small tracks.
Yes, you're going to say Grudge Racing traveling team. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody coming together. So you got to say a Grudge Racing traveling team.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to do that. I know what you're saying, but I'm gonna represent who I am. You know,
I mean,
I mean, whatever I do is gonna be grudging. But at the same time, I asked Wick to come to the race in Indiana. I asked Tony to come to the race. I asked Chris Mack. You know, I could put a traveling team together and pay them accordingly, but, you know, I'm always going to always rep who I represent, you know. So, yeah, it's always going to, you know, huh?
I'm saying I'm wrong with that.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to next year. Looking forward to next year, man, and see what we can do, man. You know, I done teamed up with the old Willie Dog. Whew, man. I'm learning patience with that old buzzard, but he done forgot more about drag racing than I know. So it's a good thing, man. He's really watching out for me, watching out for my back, and doing necessary things to keep a good drag race operation together. So that's a good thing, man. I'm looking forward to next year. Actually, I'm looking forward to the rest of this year.
Hey, Ben, how's that old dog doing? I seen him walking on the video.
Freaking buzzard. Dog a buzzard. He's an old buzzard.
Hey, Ben.
You know, hey, you know what dog remind me of? You know what dog remind me of, Smitty?
Who?
Right there on 155th. Right there on Dixie Highway. Fonz boy, over there, man, got the 4-unit.
Oh, Leo.
Yeah, the dog about me, old Leo.
Yes, sir. You know it. Dog good, you know, but he should be on the board too, Biz. Speak up on everybody go and try to help out. He might help out with a sponsorship. He know a lot of people, Biz. Can't find anybody. You think that's possible? You can get together, Biz, with Dog, you know, with the rest of them, try to help out for the people up north here, all over, not just north, but all over, Biz, that sponsorship you talking about, and good for the fans. See, you make that happen, Biz.
Say that one more time. You blanked out.
I said, you think you get Dog on to help out? He know a lot of people with the sponsorship that can help out. You know, help out with everybody. What you trying to do?
Oh yeah, I think once they sit down and get a game plan together, And then take it. What you got to do is you got to have a. It's like going to a bank with an idea of wanting them to lend you some money for a certain business. Once the heads of the Grudge Racing Game get together and put forth a business plan, then they're gonna have to take that to different sponsors, the Mickey Thompson, the Precisions, and the things of that, you know, the Pro Charger. They're gonna have to. They just can't, you know, call them up and ask for no money. You know, you have to have some type of business plan written out professionally to go before these boards and ask sponsorship money, because they're not just gonna give you no money just for you to travel. You know, they gotta. You know, it's a two way street. They gotta make sure that their sponsorship dollars are being put forth, and that is gonna work for them. So it's just gonna be more than just giving them a call. It's gonna have to be a calculated set of businessmen, business minds, to sit down and put forth a plan together and go before these sponsorships, because they're not just gonna dump no money in your lap. You're gonna have to go present your case, present your product. Why would it benefit them to give you money? One thing I learned about NASCAR. If you look at NASCAR, I was invited to when they was in Joliet, and I went around and talked with some of them guys and learned a little bit of their craft. Do you know when you look at a NASCAR, you look at that car, they have a sponsor on the top of the hood and on the roof, and that's usually the same sponsor. On the roof is on the hood. They pay $25 million a year to be their title sponsor. And that's just that one. Just that one. $25 million. Just that. And then them other ones that's on the doors and all sticking around, $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $500,000, $250,000. Those, depending on what part that you get on that car, that what determines your price tag. But the title sponsor, $25 million, man. The crew members that change the tires, that's a six-figure job. And they recruit just like high schools recruit basketball and football players. They go get ex-NFL players and athletes to be in their crew. Learned a lot, man. Learned a lot by just being invited and going out and sitting with them guys and talking to them. You know, that is a billion-dollar industry, NASCAR. Billion-dollar industry.
Hey, big dog, bro. See, he got this about it. If he'd be interested in helping out. Well, I know you
said dog just texted me. He said he don't want to be bothered with us tonight.
Man, tell him get on here.
Nah, man. The old man probably taking a chill pill. You know, dog got. Hold on one second.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah, no, no hands up. Yeah, so we're gonna be all right, man. Grudge Racing took some big strides this year, and I can't see us going but nothing up, long as we keep focused and don't be crabs in the bucket. You know, if we don't keep that, if we don't get that crabs in the bucket mentality, I think Grudge Racing will continue to flourish. You know. Like I said, man, it can't do nothing but get better, because they're inviting a lot of these big class races are inviting portions of their event for grudging, because it's exciting. and we got a winning formula, but we gotta recognize our winning formula, and don't let these class races pimp us, you know, and that's one thing too, you know, we can't let them let class racing capitalize too much off grudge racing, you know, and just throwing the grudge racers a bone, you know, putting their name on a flyer or putting their name on the internet, and that's all they get. So, you know, we have to recognize what you're doing here. Are you happy just to see your name in lights, or do you want to further the grudge racing banner? So everybody has their own agenda. And until grudge racing come together, truthfully, hopefully, W-H-O-L-E, hopefully, then we'll see, you know, we'll see. Yeah. I know I'm liking what I'm seeing, man. I'm liking from the beginning of the year, what I seen down and with Big Clark and Grudge Inc. down in Lena. I'm liking what I seen down there. I'm liking what I seen down in Michigan earlier, Big Wayne and Peso. I'm liking what I seen there. I'm liking what I seen and North Carolina. I like what I see when I went to South Carolina on a Thursday night. I like what I see in Indiana. So I'm liking what I'm seeing, man. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I like what I see when I went to Holly Springs. So Alabama, you know, those are the beginning of something that can turn into be, you know, something real good. Yeah, that's what's important, man. That's what's important.
That's the knowledge, too, Biz. People learn a lot, too. I like the knowledge, you know, people getting. People learn a whole lot about this racing.
Yeah. It's a lot to be learned. It's a lot to learn, man. You know, it's more than just you know, turning on them bulbs going down the track. To some people, that's all it's about, but to some, it's much more than that. You know, some people get a joy to just see 2,000 or 3,000 people come together and. No violence, no nonsense, and cooking out. You know, some people come to the track just to cook out and eat and have a couple of cold brews. You know, everybody comes to the track for different reasons. You know, some come to blow off some steam. You know, some come just to smell some racing gas and smell the smoke of the tires. You know, some guys just like, yeah.
A lot of kids there too, because you know stuff they see.
Yeah.
It's important in them that it lasts the rest of their life. They can remember, you know, hey, I saw Tony Barnes, you know, I saw Summertime, or I saw Sodom Kid, I saw Donnie Break, you know, I was here when I was. Maybe inspire them, you know. Get a look at that too, and Tuesday, a lot of older people like in drag races, we learn from them, you know, like big drags or. CWs or, you know, like the older guys, Mike Hills, Fonzo, you know, you learn from what they've done and racing and brought it to what we're doing now, and it's still going on.
Yeah. And I just see my man Todd on, just brought this to my mind. We're going to do that Mandrell North versus the South again, and I'm going to have to get better representation to come down with Todd and Shawty. Cause we didn't represent like we wanted to last time. We're gonna do that next year. I gotta have some more guys from the Midwest to come down with these street type of cars. Because we didn't represent like I wanted to last year. Or this year. So We're going to see how we're going to do about that. That's something I'm looking forward to.
Hey, Biz. Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what you saying, the North versus the South up at 41 still going on?
Well, I don't know the track situation. You know what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna contact Denny because that's who I dealt with through the last 2 years, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I like it. I like what we did at 41. A lot of people don't have problems about the track, but the two times that I went, you know, we didn't have problems. We got down the track. So I'm going to call him in the next couple of weeks and try to schedule for next year at 41. And my thing is, if need be, if we got to send a prep team up there a week before or 2 weeks before to satisfy the racing, then that's what we'll do. But I like the location. I like the roominess, because honestly, ain't no track. Let me just say this: what we do at 41, we can't do at no other track. What we do at 41, we can't do at no other track around
right,
that
right.
area. So, I, you know, other tracks around that area ain't gonna even rent to us. You know, ain't gonna even rent.
Hey,
to
Ben.
Us. Yeah,
Ben,
yeah.
I mean, y'all. You sound
oh,
like
Kimo
on the phone. Eating.
I sound like, I ain't got nothing in my mouth.
Hey, Ben, when I was on mute, you was over there eating, talking to Smitty. He was like, yeah, homeboy. Yeah,
I said, he's not eating.
Not right now.
Yeah, no, I ain't eating. Yeah, so we would love to take what we do in Grudge Inc. and hell, go to all damn three tracks in 1 year. We'd like to go to 41, the Grove and Byron and throw some at all three damn tracks. Hell, and then at the end of the year throw a big bash at Joliet. But you know, is that possible? Yeah, is that possible, you know? Hell. Well, you know, we're gonna work with what we got, and go from there, man, and let the chips fall as they may.
I agree with you 100%. You know, and it's like you're saying, majority of people did get down the track, but we did have a couple of mishaps, you know, with a few people, some of the key players, you know. But I think that, like you're saying, if you make sure it's prepped up the week before or something like that, make sure you know talk. You know the guys who sort of have a couple of problems, but I'm like you. I think it was, a real nice time, good turnout and everything. So I like to see it back there again.
Hey, Biz, only thing I did not like is, Biz, I'm going to be honest with you, is them guys that work there, you know, they get mouthy, you know what I'm saying? They start getting mouthy with us on the line. You know what I'm saying? We like, man, just calm down. You know what I'm saying? Everything going to be okay. But them guys that work the line up there and stuff, they starting to feel themselves because they got something on their hip. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that ain't for the track like that for us. You know what I'm saying? I understand, you know, we may get a little rowdy, you know, get out of line. But all that stuff showing what they got on their hip and then they start getting mouthy, that stuff, that be it'll turn into a whole nother thing, man. A whole nother thing up there. And then when the cars was breaking, they wasn't even trying to hurry up and put the stuff down, even to try to clean it up. They just sitting there looking.
Hey, I'm back and my phone cut off. What track you talking about, Danny?
Talking about we was 41. At 41. We was at 41.
Okay. What day? Which day?
Your event. The event that
you guys took. You know what? The last event I had up there, I remember Puerto Rican, you know, that crash. Did we have any more crashes that day?
No,
it wasn't down like that.
when cars was breaking and stuff was on the track.
Oh, okay.
They were just looking and stuff, trying to hurry up and get it up off the track. And then, you know, like when we told Denny, like, man, come on, Denny, drag the track, man, and get this stuff up. Oh, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Man, when Tony Bowles was racing Didi, you know, we telling Denny, like, come on, man, drag it. Oh, it's don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. Well, you know what I'm saying? You got a transmission spill right at the water box, man. You know, try to clean it up a little better. You know what I'm saying? Try to, you know, get it up better than what you did. Oh, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. You know, a lot of guys rolling they slicks through the transmission fluid. You know what I'm saying? Then when they get up there, the tires breaking loose. He was just nonchalant. Didn't even care about nothing. I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing for sure, Danny, you know how they is up there. So, you know, we got to help bring some of the game, some of it, you know, some of the professionals to it ourselves. You know, Biz can hire somebody or help some extra crew guys, you know. But I think, like Biz was saying, you know, 41 sort of, you know, we can sort of get down there. So that's sort of in our favor.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, Will, you know what I'm saying, when you got, you know, a lot of some of these heavy hitters coming from out of town, you know, these guys want to gamble, you know what I'm saying, a decent amount of money. But if it's, you know what I'm saying, stuff's still on the track and they ain't, you know, the track officials ain't trying to help get it up. Just like, for instance, when we go to 131, well, you know how 131 is when we go there. You know,
no doubt.
If they see anything on that track, man, they're going to drag it and spray it. They're going to clean it up first. Then they're going to drag it, then they're going to spray it. If you see a couple of cars get to the 330 and it's breaking loose and they're wiggling, 131 shut it down. They walk out there and see what's going on. They look at it. Then they do what they do. They drag it, then they spray it, man. Next thing you know, we back. Anytime they see two or three cars get the break loose in the same spot, they shut it down and go out there and see what's down there and fix it. These guys don't do nothing. They tell us, oh, it's going to be okay. How when all these cars are doing the same thing?
Well, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, Danny, I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, you know, you're going to have to step up the game too. You have to make sure the crew doing what they're supposed to do. They have to monitor the track. You have to, you know, direct somebody to take care of that business, make sure the track is taken care of. I agree. I'm not knocking that. You know, none of us want to see no cars get loose.
I mean, because you gotta think of it. You know what I'm saying? The race between Witt and Cole Killer. You know what I'm saying? You know, that was a heavy grudge match right there. You know, one car blew the tires off, you know what I'm saying, and Cole Killer went down the track. You know, he probably wasn't on the full power, but, you know, he just got down the track and got the win. But, you know what I'm saying, the fans wanted to see, you know what I'm saying, like, just say if Witt would have got down the track and Witt would have outran Cole Killer, or Cole Killer would have just out, you know what I'm saying, out YB. You know, that would have been like, man, that was a good race. They were side by side. The man, Cole Killer, turned the light on at the end down there. But, you know, ain't nothing really to talk about. Like, man, we blew the tires off of Cole Killer, you know what I'm saying, went on down the track. You know, just like when they were in Holly Springs when they ran live action. Man, we still talking about that, man. That was a race there. That was a race. And, you know what I'm saying?
So one thing I can say about that situation, that what I need to do, you know, is take a more of an active role into getting the people there that need to be there to help satisfy the racers and the fans, because the fans want to see two cars go down there side by side clean, by all means.
Exactly.
So,
open beer.
You know,
that's what I was sitting around to be. Is that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to get. Beers, I need to get. Yeah. Your mic open.
Hey, what up, y'all? This is Witt. What's going on? What's up, Bazillion? I was listening to your topic, B. You got a good topic going on.
All right, thanks, Witt.
Yeah, I think that's part of, that's one of the things we need. Your topic is what we need good will be good for the Grudge game, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things we need to be good is the track prep. These guys,
mm-hmm.
they all they have to do is keep up. Like Denny and them, they was doing fine, but they need to keep that up every 2 to 3 hours. They need to drag and spray that track. Every two
right.
to 3 hours, need to drag and spray that track. When it get cold later on that night, drag and spray that track. The more glue, that glue ain't going to hurt nothing. I mean, it's going to hurt
right.
your pockets if you ain't got no spectators in there. But if you got spectators in there, put that glue out there, because when that car get out there on that other side, just like we was in Macon for Cold Killer Race shit, our car ain't never did that, you know, or move around on the other side like that. And, you know, all the cars weren't doing it, but the majority of them were. It's just because they weren't dragging and spraying. They weren't dragging and spraying. Now, I'm not like, trying to put Holly Springs in the front of nobody, but that man worked hard, see? And he drag and spray that thing every hour, every 2 to 3 hours.
You know, and honestly, Whit, the thing is, you can't just do it the day of the track. The day of the race. See, them people at Holly Springs, they do it at each event all the time. And the problem is you can't take a virgin track and try to work it the day before the event and then during the event. It's something that has to continually be done. That has to be your religion. That has to be something that's always done.
Well, they can do it that day too now, because, see, they scrape the rub off that track a lot of times.
Yeah. But, see, that's the thing. A lot of tracks don't scrape it.
Yeah.
No. Like, you know, they might scrape it the first 10 feet, first 20 feet. You know, hell, after the 60, what you going to do?
Right. Wasn't nothing
you
wrong
know?
With 41. It was fine, you know. We should have been able to get down. But if he would have dragged it and sprayed it a little more, it would have been a little better. It would have been better, you know.
And that's why I take that upon myself, that I need to, if I got the, you know, Nisha, I'm on the phone.
Well, you ain't got to hire nobody else. You just tell the guys that you want a specific amount of spray and a specific.
Yeah.
You tell them you want 30 to 40 gallons of VHT down that whole day. That's good for a slick, and that's good for a radio too.
Actually, the boy, I don't call him a boy, my guy Tim, he actually gives us a what's that, a 55-gallon drum of VHT for a hell of a price.
Right.
I want to put his price out there.
He didn't put it all down.
Yeah.
He'd have put it all down. He ever sprayed it and dragged it every hour. That son of a bitch been goddamn rough. It'd have been right, you know.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
I guarantee you, he didn't use over 20 gallons of VAT over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He just did it enough where you it'll be all right. You know, you know, we should have been able to get down, but it wouldn't have been, you know, like no miling or no one, you know, 131 or $5 score, nothing like that. You know, you have to drag and spray it. You have to drag and spray it. Like between rounds, if you got a shootout, you got first round. Shit, after the first round, drag and spray it. Second round, drag and spray it. Then it would be good for the grudge guys, too. That's one of the things we need in the grudge game, I think. I think we need the more the grudge races to raise more, you know. I think we
need
that. Sometimes a bunch of guys feel like they need to go a certain time to do a grudge race and things of that nature, or feel like they car need to be going a certain level to grudge somebody, you know. And you might catch a guy in the staging lane, and you might say, well, let me make another hit. And I really think some of the action gonna have to go down in the staging lane when you beside a guy. If you just so happen and you and a guy up there and y'all been wanting to race, I ain't saying if you having problems with your car. Now if you going down the track and making a decent hit, you know what I'm saying? I think you know you ought to engage sometime. You know, like I say, it'll be a toss up type deal. But in order to get more of the races we want to see and more of the races with certain people, I think that's going to have to start happening. It's going to have to go down in the staging lane, because if I'm locked in to run bids and I'm up here making a shakedown and I got to run bids at 8 o'clock and just say, let me see, anybody, you know, Donye, me and Donye in the staging lane, he making a shake. we said, hell, we want to take beside me, you know. We might have to go in and mess with the tune up a little bit, a little different or something, you know. And said, fuck yeah, we'll do it for $1,000, $1,500, you know, just to get some of the races done that's not been getting off, you know.
I think the issue with that with and the problem with that is people and it's not about the money. I don't think the person is more scared of losing the money than losing as they pride, that they pride.
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. We got to stick the pride to the side and go ahead and get it on. Then it kind of puts you, if just say, for instance, if Donye beat me in the stage, and like, well, hell, I'm going to want to race him again and get some get back because I'm going to feel like, well, shit, this ain't what I really wanted. You know what I'm saying? So it'll kind of put you in a better feel in you. That's what I'm trying to get these guys to feel. Whether they win or lose, once they get that action in them, they're going to want to bring more action. They're going to want to get Donye back. And they want to get this, well, I get him, goddammit, since Donye done got me, you know. If they don't do no grudging at all is where the problems are. You see what I'm saying? If they just can get over that edge and just race, they'll see that it'll satisfy them better whether they win or lose.
Yes.
I had a bunch of my guys over that age, you know. I'm getting them over it now. Not my team, but some guys, you know, that we mess with, you know, other guys. They're realizing, hey, shit, it don't feel so bad to lose sometimes. It make me want to goddamn it do more, be want to race more. Just look at all the times you and Dog just lost this year. But, shit, but without y'all beside somebody, it wouldn't have been a glorious race. So y'all did just as much as the person who won. You know what I'm saying? So I take my hat off to y'all, you know, for even engaging. If we get more people to do what y'all are doing, it'll be a better game.
Yeah, you got to have thick skin, man. You got to have thick skin in the grudge game. You can't take to heart when somebody talk about you losing, you know what I'm saying, get in your feelings and all that old nonsense, man, because it's actually for entertainment purposes only. Damn.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I figure these guys got pretty thick enough skin. If I can take butt naked, be me.
Yeah.
They ought to be able to take hell in a damn race.
Hey,
what's up?
What's up, Wick? This is Big Will, man. And I'm telling
you,
I'm
trying to holler at you when I first came on, Will. Shit, I couldn't think of all the names. I was trying to think of your name then, Will.
What's happening, man? I'm still voting for you, Grudge Race of the Year, man.
I appreciate it, Will, man. I appreciate it. We do what we can do, man. We doing what we can do, man.
Well, you're getting it in, buddy. You're getting it in. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're gonna try to go down the borders and try to get some payback, man, where we can try to end this thing off with a positive note. So that's what we're working on now. Next weekend we're gonna play a little bit, hearing them, so they're going to try to get back up there, and I hope Cooper Forms and them try to come back over. I know they was shit 2 hours out this morning when they called and said that they was going to reschedule it. You know, I give props out to them boys. Cooper Forms, Big Dave and them, they was almost in Holly Springs. They were 2 hours out, but hopefully they'll try to come back over and engage with Eyes this weekend. Eyes had shit 4 or 5 races locked in, and I talked to Terry this morning. And Terry said that a bunch of guys wanted to know when he was going to come back down. And I told him, shit, Sunday. So it might shape up to be even a better race, you know. So
Okay, that's good.
We hope for some good weather. Try to get this last one in. Mark and Squirrel putting this thing on, trying to get this last one in, you know, just have a good little race for him, you know.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Well,
and good luck to you, man. Appreciate it, Will. I really appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, matter of fact, I'm gonna get your number. I know somebody got your number. I want to call you about some parts, and I'll talk to you later on in the week.
Okay. Biz got my number. You can get it from Biz, Perry, Swell.
Okay.
All right. Well, I can give it to you now if you want.
No, I get it from Biz. I got his number.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Will.
All right, I'm on mute, y'all. Keep up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wish we could get down. that damn grudge.
It's better to come from your, you know, we done said it, but, you know, it's better to come from your mouth. Let everybody know what you got going on next Sunday over at Holly Springs.
Mark and Squirrel got a little grudge thing going on. Just trying to get a few last-minute grudges in. Coop Performers, they was locked in with the eyes of the Team Aberdeen. They had a few grudge races in, and we was locked in with Team SVO. Just trying to get a few last-minute grudges in for the year out, you know. Shit, I've been sitting at the house bored all day. I wish it wouldn't have rained out. And that's all we're trying to do. If the weather permits, we're going to try to race all through the year, actually, if the weather permits. If it looks good, if it's over 55 degrees, we're going to open up.
Oh, that's right.
Every Sunday. If we over 55, 60 degrees, yeah, we're going to open up and race.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Well, you know, we gonna end the grudge year on a positive note. You know, I remember last year around this time, everybody was, you know, talking about 2013 gonna be one of the best years of grudge racing, and we had some little lows and we had a lot of highs, and like I said, we seen some good racing, some good things. And one thing I do want to see or hear about is at the end of Baldy's race, that the heads of these organizations and major promoters, man, do what Gadget and Clark did last year, is try to get a grudge racing schedule, man, so everybody can be respectful for everybody's major dates. And, man, and we have another good year, man. We have another good grudge year. So. That's what
it was a great year this year, Biz. I want to say it was a good year. I loved all the action everybody brought me, all the ass whoopings I took, you know. But it was a damn good year for me, man. We really enjoyed ourselves this year. And like I said, for the days, really, you know, basically everybody try to keep their date around about where they had them last year. And then, like you said, still get together and negotiate what's going on. But I think if everybody try to keep basically what they had last year and don't try to get on, all you have to do is look at the calendar last year. It might move a day forward or a day backward. But kind of keep the date that you had last year, and it'll probably work out pretty good again. But just like you said, it's going to be dates on top of dates anyway. But just say, for instance, we know Biz races July, 28th, 27th, up in that area, 26th. So, you know, try not to get on that date, you know, if you just somebody else coming in, you know. So basically all we need to do is try to keep the dates around about. Like I posted my dates already, because I posted them in October. I posted the same dates basically I had last year. Some going to be on some races, some going to be, you know, where there ain't nothing going on, you know. Like I said, most of the holidays, everybody have a race anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's the main thing, man. I just want this thing to keep going forward, keep growing. You know, don't nothing like to stand still. If it stands still, it's going to die. So we want this thing to move forward.
Right, and another thing is that sponsor, yeah, we do need that too.
Oh, yeah.
We most definitely need that damn sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Rick.
Well, yeah, hell.
We need
that. Transmission go $1,000, $1,500. Well, that's a lot of money.
Well,
man.
I got on the transmission already, so that's I do want to say BTE sponsor our transmission. I do want to say that Performance BTE, Bubba and them out there, and Mr. Performance, he put them together for us and stuff. But other than that, you know, that's about the only sponsor we got. Gazillion, now he helped us out a little bit. I ain't gonna sit here and lie.
Oh yeah,
a little bit.
Now I got a question. You got some cars coming out that a lot of fans, you know, they heard you talk about them, and, you know, it takes time to get these cars out, and once you get them out, you got to get them dialed in. What you got
right.
coming out at the beginning of next year that we haven't seen that we will be seeing?
We got Shorty and we got Peanut. Actually, Biz, they gave us a call. They wanted to come, Kenny, come get fitted for the Shorty car. Get the seat fitted Saturday. So we're gonna I think we're gonna go get the seat fitted Tuesday. And I think I'm gonna let BET come over there and film a little bit and get the people a little taste of what they'll be.
Now what is shorty? What kind of car is shorty?
It's Mustang. It's a Mustang. Big block Mustang.
Don't,
okay.
Don't do it.
Okay.
I will give a Peanut a small block on 28.
Okay.
We're looking to get, and fall off in the year, we got a Chevy 2 we're going to be working on, too. So it'll be later on in the year with the Chevy 2.
Yeah, I seen that.
I think around maybe July, August. Maybe you're a race for the Chevy 2 bid.
Okay. I seen that with my own eyes. That damn thing is pretty.
Yeah. So
that damn thing is pretty.
We got the Chevy car. It's almost completed. It's they working on the headers and stuff now. So like I said, I might give them a little slight vision of what's gonna be coming. You know, might do a little promo or something. You know, just for the fans.
Right.
Just working on. And it's not no hoax and not no bullshit, you know. And we're gonna try to make that tattoos or the pre Mardi Gras race with that thing.
Okay. With what?
With the shorty car. Yeah,
okay.
Peanut
okay.
probably be coming out. I say May.
Okay.
Mid May, it'll come out after
okay.
shorty. The same guy
okay.
working on shorty. He's gonna actually drop Peanut off when we pick up shorty.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a few problems with a couple of chassis guys this year, and we had to pick up Peanut from the guy who had it. So you know how that goes. You get over there and you stuff and you check on it, you know. And these guys ain't working, so we picking them up. We ain't leaving them. If you ain't doing no work, we grabbing them, going to the next one.
These guys
we working with right now, they pretty good. Southern Speed, they over in Tupelo, Mississippi. They pretty good guys, though. So we're going to work with them for a while, see how that goes.
Good, that's good. Let me check the lines. Hold on.
Them guys get blown out fucking with them cars, man.
All right, we got seven more minutes, fellas. So got to make way for Lil Tony's show. Somebody know Lil Tony number. Oh, I think I got Lil Tony number. Hold on.
Hey, Whit.
Go ahead.
Hey, Whit, did you get my text I sent you the other day?
DJ Grant look like full wheel, huh?
Hey, y'all talking about DJ Grant. I heard when DJ Grant come out, y'all going to be running for the hills. That's what I'm hearing, man.
We gonna put some on. Now let me explain something to you now, B, before this shit get twisted. Now when DJ Greg come out, don't tell them don't be telling them they want to run this car and that car. Now ain't gonna be picking.
They
want to
run what?
You know how it is, they want to pick and choose, and you got this and you got that. I want you to stop that shit right now.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. You know DJ going to want to run something on 28. You know how DJ is. He said he the baddest man on 28.
Yeah. Well, we ain't care about no time. We ain't care about nothing, Biz, this time. I'm telling you. We're going to have what we need. We're going to need what we have. I mean, we ain't taking off nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, next Sunday, I'm gonna have DJ on the phone, man, and I'm gonna see what he say.
Yeah. We'll have something on 28. We'll baby coming day.
Hey, Biz, make sure you get Nate Robinson with him too.
But we ain't running no damn Butt Naked with none of our shit on 28. Butt Naked got to get this new shit. Live Action got to get this new shit. Cold Kill got to get this new shit. We ain't running them with no bullshit. We running them with some shit. We're going to put some on their head. Yep. Hey, what big motherfucker, man?
If you go to Baldy race, what you taking to Baldy's race if you go?
We taking Kong Predator Jr.
Okay. Candy Cane down for the year?
Yeah, we done already took the boat out of it and shit. We done started cutting on that thing. So
okay.
It'll be different. It'll be a little different too. But we looking for Cold Killer, goddammit, in Florida with King
okay.
Kong.
Okay.
But he don't want to run because we're going to have the radio on and he's going to have the slick on. So that's, you know, so how that goes.
Hold on. I know he won't run live. Hold on. I thought he'd run y'all with radios if it wasn't at SGMP and Holly Springs.
Well, now he don't want to run a radio in goddamn Orlando. He don't want to have a radio. I even offered for them to prep his side of the track like they want it and let them prep my side of the track like we want it. He don't want me to be able to goddamn go fast, I can tell you that. He want me to run on the damn slick. But, you know, I ain't. You know, it is what it is. He run his program how he want to run his program. I can't knock him, you know. But
okay.
Believe me, he know. If I can go down on that radio, he know his ass in trouble. I'm going to put something on their ass they ain't seen before. Live action, though. You know, they got weight, but they know. That goddamn King Kong ain't nothing to fuck with, I can tell you that. Yeah, he don't want to see me on that goddamn radio. I can promise you that. He said that, but now what he's saying, I'm saying, Cold Killer, real guy. Like I said, he's a good guy. You know, I love him to death. He said they are going to put radios on the car next year, and they are coming to Holly Springs.
I got to see if that tie fit up under that car, unless they're going to do something different.
Yeah, that's what he said. Say they got to notch the frame and stuff a little bit, and they gonna make
it
fit. He said he gonna do what he got to do. He said he gonna do what he got to do to make it fit. And he come to Holly Springs. He said we ain't gonna want to see him. You know, like you know, he don't come to race, man. You know that he come to win. He don't come to race. He come to win.
Right.
So if I get his ass in that hole and put this goddamn sleeper hole on it, I think I'm gonna get a fan something they really want to see. I'm a blind creature.
We got 1 minute and 56 seconds.
Don't tell me you're going to put the old sleeper hole on.
Yeah, I'm going to put the old sleeper hole on that man and get him down in that hole. Then I heard he liked that old Jamaican food. So I'm going to have to get peewee to stir up. Peewee to stir up shit for him. Shrimp and lobsters and shit for him. And get him full. You know, I get the full over there. I fuck you up.
Yes,
man.
We're gonna get live action back. We're gonna try them again. Come next year, we're gonna try live action over there again.
Is it gonna be in Orlando?
Yeah, they'll be over there. Hell yeah, but I don't know if I'm gonna fuck with them over there, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, them boys. They didn't slap me. They knocked my head down. Shit, it was a good race though, but. I ain't gonna lie. You got to have your shit together, fucking with them boys. You ain't got them damn boys. They ain't fucking around. Man, I'm just gonna keep it 100. They got some people around in that team. Now you ain't gonna no backyard motherfucking whoop. You know you they can be beat. Now I ain't gonna say they ain't gonna be beat, but you ain't gonna whoop them motherfuckers overnight. You gonna have to goddamn do your homework. They're going to have about three or four guys with them, about two or three guys with them. Shit, they ain't fucking around. It's on dying team. They on their shit. Yeah,